Senator, the first military advisor has already been injured in El Salvador. For all the administration's pronouncements, this is how Vietnam started. Are you worried about this development?
No, I think there's quite a difference between Vietnam and this. Vietnam, of course, was on the other side of the world. It was very difficult to tie Vietnam into any direct national interest that we had. And I think being in Central America is quite a bit different from being way over in Southeast Asia, 7,000 miles away.
But the very fact that we do have considerable national interest in Central America, doesn't that concern you that this might escalate into further U.S. involvement?
No, I don't. It seems to me we've got to make up our mind. Is the United States going to be governed by the syndrome of Vietnam, which means we won't use our influence or power anywhere in the world? Or, on the other hand, are we going to say that this is a powerful nation that has interests in different sections of the world, and at times we will be forced to use our military assistance, our advisors, even our military forces at some time or another? And I think each situation should be appraised on its own, and not always somebody saying, oh, it's going to be another Vietnam, don't get near it.
How far are you willing to go to back the administration? Would you back sending troops to El Salvador if it comes to that?
No, I wouldn't. We've had definite word from the government in El Salvador stating that they can handle the situation there. Former Ambassador White to El Salvador said that the leftist situation can be controlled by the present civilian government, and I believe that is so. I personally don't see why we have to send so much military aid to El Salvador. I think that the rates that we were sending it before were perfectly sufficient, and I am upset that we've upped it to these very substantial quantities. The objective, it seems to me, is to get control not only of the leftists, but also of the rightists, the right faction there, which is responsible for a good deal of the killing.
Is there any kind of guarantee that you can give the public that this thing won't escalate, that America won't get dragged in to a larger extent, or is that just something that you can't do right now?
Well, you can only make an appraisal of the situation as you see it, and the forces there are relatively modest on the other side. At the most, it's maybe a couple of thousand. They do not have the popular support of the people, and I think that's a very significant factor that was never present in Vietnam. In Vietnam, the North Vietnamese had a good deal of appeal to the populace. Such is not true from the best evidence we have in El Salvador.
On a broader foreign policy scale, is America returning to the big stick days? It seems like we're challenging the Soviets in the Middle East, in El Salvador, in Cuba, and Afghanistan. Now there's talk of even sending military aid to the rebels in Kabul. Are we returning to the days of the big stick, do you think?
No, but I do think that the Reagan administration is staking out areas that are of prime concern to the United States interests, and saying that let there be no confusion, Soviets, if you trespass in this area, it is directly affecting the best interests of our country, and there'll be a confrontation.
Secretary Weinberger says there's a new foreign policy era now with the Reagan administration, that it would be a mistake for the Soviets to think America is weak or divided as they might have thought in the past. Do you agree with that? Is this a new foreign policy era?
Well, a foreign policy era, of course, is made by an administration, whatever the administration is, and the Reagan administration, Mr. Haig and Mr. Weinberger, have set a somewhat different course. Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. Well, let's switch topics here for a second. The National Conservative Political Action Committee has threatened to spend a considerable amount of money to unseat you. They say you're a little too liberal for their likes. Any thoughts on that, on the move to the right? Some are calling it the thunder to the right now.
Well, I think the people of the state of Rhode Island are pretty capable of making up their minds without anybody from Virginia telling them how to vote. I have great confidence in the citizens of Rhode Island, and they're independent. They don't have to have somebody push them around and tell them what to do or not to do. They can make up their own minds without this fellow from Virginia coming up and telling them what to do.
$300,000 figure was mentioned, though, and that I can buy a lot of advertising, a lot of TV time. It must be a concern to you.
Well, I just have confidence in the people of Rhode Island. I've been associated with the people of our state for a good number of years. They know who I am. They know what I'm like. They know my family. And I don't care how much money they put in. I have confidence the people can make a balanced judgment without some outsiders telling them what to do.
One last question. What about the overall shift to the right, the new moral majority, if that's what you want to call it? Do you think it signals problems for social programs, for the liberal perspective in Congress?
Well, it depends what you're talking about. I think that unquestionably there's a need for greater fiscal conservatism in the running of our government, of our federal government. I think that President Reagan is on the right course when he says we've just got to get this budget in balance. Look what it's done in Rhode Island. Housing starts are way down. Young people can't buy a home. Wage earners' wages aren't keeping up with inflation. The whole situation has been disastrous. And the only way to get it under control is to get this government spending under control. Now, that's one thing. Now, if they're talking about relaxing the civil rights achievements that we've made in the past, I just don't agree with them. I think that the achievements that have been were forged in the 1960s and the early 70s as far as giving individuals greater rights, seeing that blacks or minorities or whoever they are get up to the starting line with a fair chance, I'm for that. And the people of the state of Rhode Island, I'm convinced, are for that too.
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator Jaffe.
Thank you very much.